T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On our Western Hotline is Sabres head coach Phil Housley. Phil, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. As always, thanks for giving us your time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Phil, the season has just spiraled out of control the last month plus. And if you look at it, I would think you'd agree that it's not like one particular problem. Like the goalies haven't played well. The defensive zone coverage, the offense has dried up. Why do you think this thing has gone like off the rails as bad as it has gone the last month plus?
Well, I go back to what I had said to you earlier in our conversation, since the All-Star break, where obviously that leading up to that game against Dallas, we were in a lot of tight games, and we've been the one to crack at critical times, and that's a couple things: not feeling comfortable when it's tied or tight, and we're cracking, we're forcing things, we're turning pucks over, and then it's our intentions are trying to make a difference instead of just staying the course and not making the critical mistake at a critical time, and obviously that's really cost us. I think our penalty kill, up to the Pittsburgh game, we were fifth overall, and that's that we gave up 3 power play goals against in that game, and I think that has, we've given up, 5 goals in the last 5 games, except for the game against Columbus. So that has certainly taken its toll on our team, where we needed a kill or it was an important time in the game. Obviously, that has added to the frustration of these games, where just recently, it's where we've been up and down, like. You look at the game in Montreal, we're tied there. We turn a puck over. Jersey, I thought we outshot them, outchanced them 2-1. We just didn't get any goals. Obviously, we didn't reach the standard against Ottawa. That was a very disappointment. We come back and we play a good, strong game against Detroit. We lose in overtime. We have a comeback in the Islander game. I mean, we didn't win many one-on-one battles, and you're playing a team against Columbus, who's been playing very well of late, and just those critical mistakes have cost us games. And so when you add all that up and you're not getting scoring, it's tough to chase the game, game in and game out.
Over the last 4 months, the winning percentage is .333. Are you worried about your job for next season?
No, I approach my job what I can control. We're playing a tough team against Nashville tonight. There's not a lot of holes in their lineup. Obviously, we're going to continue to give our young guys an opportunity to play in these tough games, and so they can gain some experience. So I have to get our guys ready to play a tough team and a tough opponent, and that's what I can control.
Have you had any conversations with either the GM or the owners about your future this season and what might happen next week when it's locker cleanout?
I haven't had any conversations. Obviously, I talked to Jason on a day-to-day basis, how we can, get our guys, motivated to play a tough game and get them ready to play. That's the focus right now. We'll address next week when we get there.
Phil, one thing we've heard from the players to a man over the last couple games is that they believe that fans have the right to be angry, have the right to be upset. And if I'm just guessing a little bit, part of the frustration might be that the organization doesn't seem to come across as all that upset about it. So, would you say to the fans that you are upset also? I mean, the players say fans have a right to be upset. Would you say you're upset about how it's gone?
Well, I'm very upset. It's a tough situation to be in. When we've had the start we've had, and we've gone through this this tough grind at the second half of the season, it's very, very difficult, and I can understand the fans' frustration. The one thing that we have had is a good record at home. We got to continue to focus, to play for our fans, to give them great effort, but I can understand their frustration. It's not where we want to be, obviously, and the situation stinks. But what we have to do is get ready to play tonight, and we're playing a tough opponent, and we're going to have to be at our best to beat this team tonight.
Do you think players have been getting questions in the last week or so about whether they have quit on the season? Do you think guys have mentally checked out?
No, I look at the last games here. I mean, obviously the game against Detroit, you know, we come back twice in that game. Obviously we lose in OT, but there's still a lot of fight. The Islander game definitely didn't meet our standard, you know, as far as our puck battles and our one-on-one mentality. You know, but in the Columbus game, you know, obviously we're down 3-0, and that's tough to chase the game like that. But I thought the third period, the guys, you know, still were fighting there and still trying to make a difference. So, no, I don't see that. Obviously, the game against Jersey was another indication to me that, you know, here we just are not scoring a lot of goals at this point. And when we do score goals, we're giving up too much the other way. So, no, I don't see that at all.
Are you and the coaching staff putting an emphasis on shots of any kind, a shot mentality? You know, you're mentioning that you outshoot New Jersey 2-1, but, you know, there are going to be some shots that are just shots from the point that aren't really great scoring chances, and there's shots that are going to be in the house. So when it comes to that, is it about any shot and just trying to get anything going?
Yeah, it's about just delivering pucks to the net, and we've had that, you know, we've been preaching that since day one about, you know, just getting pucks to the net, driving to the net, stopping there, looking for a rebound, looking for a second, third opportunity, and we're going to continue to hammer that message.
One thing I'm curious about from the coaching staff standpoint, so you can have a philosophy, right, and a plan of how you want the team to play and all of that. We've talked to you a lot this season about defensive zone. Like, you guys have been having a lot of problems in your defensive zone, and it's not just defensemen, it's forwards too. So breakdowns, you've brought up checking detail in the past. From time to time, the players will talk about, you've brought up, hey, here's the plan, it's not being executed. At some point, Phil, did you guys try and adjust and say, okay, here's what we want them to do. For whatever reason, they can't do it. We're going to have to come up with a different philosophy, a different idea. Did you do that at any point this season?
Well, we continue to look at our defensive zone coverage. We continue to work on it in practice, whether it's rush coverage, communication, or sorting out coverage, or in defensive zone. You know, it's the zone one mentality of boxing out a guy, picking up a guy. And obviously, we continue to focus on that. And I think we got to continue to focus on it. Our 5-on-5 differential, our checking detail in those situations, we've looked at everything, and we're going to continue to work with our players, teach them, have them understand how important it is, and these last games, it's little things. It's the zone faceoff, man. It's a man coverage. It's picking up a guy and having an awareness. So we got to continue to work at it.
Phil, I don't really know much about defensive zone coverages. You guys run a man-to-man coverage system defensively?
When we swarm in the zone in one quadrant, we get into playing card five, and then from that point, it's just doing your job. You know, a lot of times we're not getting that pin, and now teams are able to drive out, and now we have to get into a man-on-man coverage from that point. Once teams start to, have their D get involved, and now it's just about doing your job, and we have to have a greater respect for that.
Is that a fairly common kind of system, or is it the kind of system that is maybe not unique, but it's not common around the league, so it would take players a longer time to maybe adjust to it?
No, it's very common. You know, we've been doing this for 2 years now, and most teams are playing this type of defensive zone. I don't see there too many other teams in this league, and our centers have a lot to do with that down low, you know, as being our low forward, as a layered position, because our defensive zone is about layers. We have, if somebody falls or somebody misses a check, we have another layer to support that. So this is not uncommon.
As you look at, and you got 3 games left, and then you'll have the exit meetings and sit down with the GM and ownership and everything, Phil, as you try and look at this team as overall, are there any areas where you feel there's been progress? Because it doesn't look that way.
Well, I think you look at, there's a lot of progress and development within our young players. You know, you look at Rasmus Dahlin and what he's been able to contribute. Jack Eichel's having a career year. Sam Reinhart's having a career year. Obviously, Skinner's scoring 37 goals. So there's a lot of good pieces to our team. Obviously, when we're all said and done, we're going to have to take a look at our personnel and evaluate the individuals on our team. But that will be done next week. And tonight, what we can control is how we prepare for Nashville.
One more thing for me, Phil. Last year we heard a lot about locker room problems, and like that was part of what happened to last year's team. Have there been any issues in that regard this year?
No, there hasn't. You know, that was a big focus coming into the season, is just our culture. I think our culture has been very good. The guys have been, it's a good group in there. They're trying to do the right thing. You know, we haven't gotten the results, obviously, but they continue to stay tight and stay together, which was a big emphasis on this season. So from that respect, our culture is in a good place.
Phil, final thing for me is, again, getting back to the future and what happens here, which will be determined next week at some point. Are you confident you're the guy for the job, that you can turn this around? And if so, where would that confidence come from?
Well, I think it's just experience. Whether it was playing or coaching, you know, I think I look back. And there's been some very difficult times in my life, you know, where there's been adverse situations, and that's where I draw my, experience from. And I do feel confident I can get the job done here. We haven't gotten results. We're in a development stage, and sometimes it takes time. I know it's not what people want to hear, because of the situation that has happened here. There was some high expectations after. You know, we were in first overall, and for the most part, we're 4 games above .500 coming into March. So there has been some signs of some improvement. We just haven't gotten the results. And the last thing that people remember is just our last games and what has gone in place here in the last 25 games, which, for the most part, we've been in games. We haven't found a way to win. So there's a lot of things that, are looking up. But at this time, right now, in this point in the season, there's a lot of frustration, and obviously very understandable. But I feel that I am a good coach. The guys are still fighting right now, and there's a lot to prove these last three games.
Bill, thanks for your time today. Thanks for your time all season long. Appreciate you joining us each week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.